5:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. We have made it. Congratulations. Self-high fives all the way around. I have so much that I have to deal with this afternoon, including some absolutely priceless audio clips. And before I get on to that, let me share this with you. If you are looking to apply to work for the Kamala Harris campaign, you have a number of options for your preferred pronouns. So let me give them to you. Well, you might be thinking that you would like to work for the Kamala Harris campaign because you're crazy or you're a socialist or you're whatever you are. But anyway, so here's your choices. He, him. That would be mine because I am a he and a him. She, her. That would not be me because I'm not a girl. They or them. Well, you can't actually be they, them, believe it or not, because that's a plural. And you are one person. Now, you may have personality disorder where you think you have, you know, 9 different people living in your body. But okay. So he, him, she, her, they, them. Well, hang on a second. Now, wait a minute. Now I'm confused. Z-Zem, X-E/X-E-M. But then you could also choose Z with a Z. So you could be Z with an X or Z with a Z. But the, Z-Zem, Z-Hear, Hire, H-I-R. Her? Hire? I don't know. Or I am. Oh, well, I am. Yeah, I am applying for this job, right? EY/EM. Oh, but wait, there's more. Here. HIR/HIR. Fair. The hell is that? Is it supposed to be fair? Like a carnival? And your last option is who? Who? I guess as if, you know, like if you have owls lining up to work for the Kamala Harris campaign, they would check the who as their preferred pronouns. I would like another option. And my option, I guess I can't really share that with. You can have a custom option. Okay. Yeah. Well, I'll do that. My custom option is, are you freaking crazy? Give me a flipping break. Oh, I only get 2. All right. Does kiss my is that considered one? Would that? No. All right. Well, anyway, if you did want to go to work for the Kamala Harris campaign, there you go. Those are your options for your chosen pronouns, which in the real world mean absolutely positively nothing. There is nobody in the real world who gives a crap whether you have decided you were this, that, or the other if you are applying for a job. What qualifies you for the job is your ability to do the job. Just moronic garbage. Speaking of moronic garbage, Kamala Harris delivered a speech today, obviously well rehearsed, and she was talking about economics. And what the speech proved is that she does not know anything about economics. Let me share with you, Germ, if you are ready. I know it's on another piece of equipment there at the Museum of Broadcast Equipment. Cut number 5.
Key to creating this opportunity economy is building up our middle class. The middle class is one of America's greatest strengths. And to protect it, then, we must defend basic principles, such as your salary should be enough to provide you and your family with a good quality of life. Such as, no child should have to grow up in poverty. Such as, after years of hard work, you should be able to retire with dignity. Or to join a union if you choose. Building up the middle class will be a defining goal of my presidency. Because I strongly believe when the middle class is strong, America is strong.
Okay. Hey, how many zeros in a dignity? Well, you said that we would work and then we could retire with dignity. What does a dignity cost? Is that like a brand new 2024 dignity? Or do I have to look for one of those used dignities somewhere? Because what does that mean? And your job will pay you enough, your wages will be enough that you and your family can live well. Huh. Now, who the hell is going to define that for you? And who's going to promise that to you? Every job has to do that. That's what she said. And could I point something out? This same compulsive cackler who was just there has, at least in theory, been on the job for the last 4 years as vice president. How come you didn't do any of this stuff in the last 3.5, 4 years? What an absolute nincompoop. Oh, yeah, there's more. I'm gonna go by the Trump tax for a second, Germ, just so you know. We are in her speech that Americans have not seen any sort of economic progress during the last 3.5, 4 years. Isn't that something? She talks about prices for food and gas and rent and clothes and prescriptions all going up in the last 3.5 years. Well, you did that, madam, not me. Donald Trump didn't do that. You did that. And now all of a sudden you've decided, well, we'll just promise everything. You know where some of the most expensive housing is? Right. California. You know why? Because your regulations that you created while you were in office in California imposed outrageous restrictions. But now you're going to go in and fix them. The very garbage that you wrote and imposed for the people of the state of California, you're now going to go in and undo. Give me a freaking break. There's nobody, even the morons in that room, can't possibly believe the garbage that you are spewing forth. I have never in my life heard such crap. It is pathetic. But if we are doing free stuff and you're just talking out your behind, I want my flying car and I want it 100% powered with unicorn farts. Period. End of story.
That exploit crises and break the rules. And we will support smaller food businesses that are trying to play by the rules and get ahead. We will help the food industry become more competitive because I believe competition is the lifeblood of our economy. More competition means lower prices for you and your families.
One of the many things you're going to love about Lucky Road Run Shop is that they are going to make you feel so special and so unique because, well, you are special. You are unique. You've got a specific need when you go into Lucky Road Run Shop. Now, somebody may have told you about a brand. Like, for me, Heidi absolutely loves New Balance. Harry loves Brooks. I had been a New Balance guy, but when I went in there the last time, working with Jeff Van Horn, I said, I've heard about these the Hoka brand. Oh, very popular. And we tried a whole bunch of them. They weren't right for me, but you know what was? Asics. You cannot go into the mall and see the selection that they have at Lucky Road Run Shop. And make no mistake, if you go into one of those mall-type stores, all they want to do is sell you stuff like battery-operated shoelaces. They just want to up the ticket price. Not at Lucky Road. They want a relationship with you. That's why I've been a customer for more than 5 years. Great stores in Willow Lawn, Midlothian, Carytown, Fredericksburg, soon in Short Pump and online, LuckyRoadRunShop.com. LuckyRoadRunShop.com.
I will address in greater detail my plans to build an opportunity economy. And today, I will focus on one element that's on the minds of many Americans as they pay their bills at the kitchen table or walk the aisles of a grocery store, and that is lowering the cost of living.
A-plus roofing. You need to be able to trust somebody when you're talking about your roof for any number of reasons. Number one, it's a big investment. Absolutely. Number two, it's protecting your home from all the bad stuff, right? I know you like the rain and you might like the snow. You don't want it in your bedroom or your kitchen. So that roof has to be in good shape. The last thing you want to do is get up there on the roof. You don't know what you're looking for, and you're going to get yourself hurt. So you need folks you can trust. That's A-plus roofing. That's Billy Kane, his family, his team, the third generation of roofers at A-plus roofing. These guys are passionate about what they do. They establish long-term relationships. They are here, and they're going to be here. I have warned you that there are a lot of new people in roofing. Every year, somebody will buy a truck and declare that they're a roofer, and then the next year they're out of business. They've done a terrible job. Somebody has a warranty issue, and forget about it. I want you to know the truth before your roof. I want you to only deal with the people I deal with. A-plus roofing. 804-752-0008. 804-752-0008. Online, aplusroofing.com. aplusroofing.com.
As the price of housing has gone up, the size of down payments have gone up as well. Even if aspiring homeowners save for years, it often still is not enough. So in addition, while we work on the housing shortage, my administration will provide first-time home buyers with $25,000 to help with the down payment on a new home.
Our forecast for the personal injury attorneys of Cravens and Knoll Weather Center. Cloudy overnight. You could see a shower or thunderstorm rolling through. Overnight lows of 70. Tomorrow is Saturday. Mostly cloudy. Highs of 88. Sunday, cloudy with thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs of 87. Right now, 86 at Richmond's News Weather and Traffic Station. News Radio, WRVA. 521. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. Oh, yes, it is. Congratulations. We have made it. Self-high fives all the way around. Tobias sends a text on the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Jeff, if you notice, all sorts of stuff about pronouns on the Kamala Harris website, but there's no policy anywhere. Well, I think it's because her policy is already widely available. If you'll go to Amazon.com and purchase yourself a copy of the Communist Manifesto, there you have it. You got it. Tim in Chesterfield. Jeff, did she promise a chicken in every pot? No, she did not. But she did promise pot in every chicken. Because the only people who could go along with this crap coming from her, clearly, are just stoned out of their ever-loving minds. Oh, we got cut number two. Cut number two on housing, which is cut number eight. Cut number eight, please, Germ.
We'll end America's housing shortage by building 3 million new homes and rentals. And we will make sure those homes actually go to working and middle class Americans, not just investors. Because, you know, some corporate landlords, some of them, buy dozens, if not hundreds, of houses and apartments. Then they turn them around and rent them out at extremely high prices. And it can make it impossible then for regular people to be able to buy or even rent a home. Some corporate landlords collude with each other to set artificially high rental prices, often using algorithms in price-fixing software to do it. It's anti-competitive, and it drives up costs. I will fight for a law that cracks down on these practices.
Are you sure you're going to do that? Because BlackRock, which is one of the largest corporate owners of houses, also is comprised of people who have donated billions of dollars to you and the rest of the hustlers inside the Democrat Party. I really don't think you're going to be all that courageous in fighting against that, because you personally are benefiting from that. Let me shorthand this for you. You're full of crap. Completely, totally full of crap. And I don't know where you were able to get a collection of sheeple like this. Germ tells me that he's had to trim all of the brainless, mindless, hooting, hollering, chanting, and clapping in these clips. It's outrageous. Germ, do we have time for cut number nine? If we do, let's hear cut number nine, please.
So now is the time to chart a new way forward. Now is the time to chart a new way forward. To build
a new way forward. New way forward. New way forward.
A new way forward. Yes. A new way forward. To build an America where everyone's work is rewarded and talents are valued. Where we work with labor and business to strengthen the American economy. And where everyone has the opportunity not just to get by, but to get ahead. So I thank you, North Carolina. We're going to get this done. And with your help, God bless you and God bless the United States of America. God bless you.
Talk about idiots. I mean, really just complete and total morons. Sheeple. I would be embarrassed. But then again, well, what can I tell you? All right, well, there you have it. You know what the official response was from President Trump's team? And I quote, "It's BS. Period. End of story." Absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. All right. Grocers around America are being accused of gouging their customers, price gouging. The vice president, so unbelievably incompetent, actually referred to it as price gauging. But, you know, we knew what she meant to say because we got a copy of the script. Forward. You know, right down that road. To serfdom, to perdition, to communism. Just march down that road. You'll be just fine. Forward. Well, anyway, my dear friend Tom Leonard, who I can tell you right now is one of the most decent, honorable guys I've ever met, owner-operator of Tom Leonard's Farmers Market in Short Pump, well, he's going to join us at 5:33 because I want him to let us know about all of this, quote, price gouging. Seems to me the research I've done shows that supermarkets operate on about a 2-3% profit margin. That seems to be the industry standard. And what would happen if all of a sudden you had Kamala Harris or another bureaucrat, an apparatchik in D.C. telling Tom or anybody in a supermarket, oh, no, that head of lettuce must be priced at $1 as opposed to something else. I mean, it's just craziness. Craziness. So we'll get the inside look in a moment. It is 5:28, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. Five 34, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. Oh, man, is it Friday. It really is like Friday in every sense of the word. And we have made it. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. We've got our buddy Bill O'Reilly is coming back. I don't know if it's next week or the week after. I don't have that schedule in front of me, but he's going to be here. We got a lot of great stuff coming up. I'm very happy about it, very proud of it. And, you know, tomorrow morning we've got my friend Stan Andruski, who does the greatest show, best weekend show anywhere in the garage with Stan Andruski. Yeah, honest to goodness. Great show all about cars. That'll be tomorrow morning. Make sure that you are here for that. Monday morning, my buddy John Reed will be here, right? He's not going traveling anywhere anytime soon, I don't think. But Monday, he should be here. All right. You have heard the vice president tell us about all of the evil people. right? Home builders, and this one is bad, and that one is bad. I don't know how you pick on grocers in America. I mean, honestly, I just don't understand. But she is claiming that at grocery stores around America, customers are being gouged. I don't buy it, but I'm not in the business. So I thought, let me call on somebody who, A, is a dear friend, and B, is someone who is in this business, has grown up in this business, somebody who has, Heidi thinks, a beautiful store, Tom Leonard's Farmers Market. We shop there on a regular basis, and then just let him tell us a little bit about how pricing goes on that side of the register. Tom, thank you for being here, my friend.
Hi, Jeff. It's nice to be there.
It is.
Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, absolutely. My pleasure. So I know by this point you've heard the vice president talk about price gouging at supermarkets. And I just wanted to give you the floor. Can you explain, you know, how things are priced and whether anybody's making outrageous profits?
Well, I haven't seen it. But, I mean, who am I to argue with her? I mean, I haven't seen it. First of all, where my store is in Shore Pump, if you can price gouge with the Whole Foods across the street, a Trader Joe's, Costco down the street, a Super Walmart, Targets, Wegmans, and all these, if you can get away with gouging anybody, more power to you, because it's the stiffest competition in America is that where my store is. But, she just doesn't know what she's talking about. I mean, I listened and I watched a little bit of news today, and she doesn't know what she's talking about. What's happened, Jeff, just referring to higher prices in general,
yep.
What's happened is that during the pandemic, there was a shortage of everything, and people who could get it got it in and sold it. But when you came out of the pandemic, basically the team members at the store automatically cost 30% more. And if you go to truck drivers, they're up more expensive. Diesel fuel is up. So the tractors that people use in our farms, diesel fuel is more up. Instead of $15 an hour to work on a farm, they're paying people 20 or 25 now. And what happens is those costs very slowly just leak into the system where the farmer, his costs are a little higher this year. To deliver to the store every day is a little bit more expensive. And you get into all the styrofoam boats or supplies, that all the packaging equipment, that's right. Up 30%.
Wow.
So you've got all these costs that are leaking into the system, and all of a sudden it comes out at the end, and the chopped meat or produce, lettuce, or it costs you more. Now, the person running the business, and I've been doing this my whole life, and watch my dad. And what happens if you decide? You know what I'm going to do is I'm just going to take those costs, and I'm just going to maintain the same margins and just pass that along to the customer. You just go right out of business,
right.
Because. You nobody buys it. They come there and they go, wow, $4 for a pound for Hanover tomatoes. I don't think that I'm going to buy any today.
That's right.
And so you start a downward spiral in your business that's very, very difficult to fix. And so what happens is everybody's working closer. I mean, I heard somebody talk about Kroger, is price gouging. They don't know what they're talking about. I've never seen it. We're in the Kroger every week looking at it, and Walmart and Costco's, and, trying to come up with ideas. And I mean, it's as competitive, Jeff, as I've ever seen it. I know at Tom Leonard's, we're working a lot closer than we ever have right now in order to keep the store busy and the customers happy, because that's what the whole goal is.
Right.
And, you could take on a lot of debt if you want, but you go right out of business now. And somebody to say that they're going to, start limiting what you could charge, I mean, people just stop carrying it.
That's right. That's right.
You're not going to get it. I mean, if let's say U.S. Foods has a problem and they start limiting, they start losing money on 20% of the things that they're bringing to the different stores and restaurants around Richmond, they just start delivering once a week because they, you know, they have to recover those costs somehow. Right. And it screws it all up. She doesn't know what she's talking about is the bottom line on this thing. But it's an interesting talking point, but it makes no sense at all.
All right. Well, I wanted to go right to the source of this. As you say, you've grown up in this business, and you're kind enough to come on this show. And I know that will not eclipse the fact that your brother was on Fox Business today. But you know, I mean, I'm pretty good. I'm a close second, my friend.
He's getting hard to live with, Jeff.
Yeah.
Hard to live with. Yeah.
But, you know, am I right? The research that I've done, Tom, and it's very, very general, but it says in the grocery space, the profit margins, and this is like a big ballpark, you know, one of those things, about 2%. Does that sound about right overall?
Yeah, I think in the grocery business, you know, when you take Food Lion and you know, you bring all the, yeah, Publix, whatever. I think
right.
You know it, they're happy to make that
right.
If they can. But I will tell you, the food industry in general, Jeff, the margins are razor thin.
Right.
And you know, I mean, I had a long talk 10 years ago with Jimmy Ucrop about that. Razor thin, and you have to, you know. Hey, by the way, let me just add that. Yeah, I was talking to my brother, and he told me that the insurance for all our team members at Stu Leonard's is going up $1 million this year.
Oh.
I mean, where does that money come from?
Right.
You know, so, right. I mean, all insurances are skyrocketing. I mean, those businesses, they get swallowed by the business because you have to have insurance, and you have to figure out a way to pass it along. And some things, you know, I mean, you can't just say, I'm not going to stay in business doing
that's
it.
Right.
So,
that's right.
I mean, it's crazy, Jeff. It's crazy, but it's very thin razor thin margins.
Let me remind everybody, Tom Leonard is joining us from Tom Leonard's Farmers Market in Short Pump. That is the preferred shopping destination, by the way, for me and for Heidi, but that's besides the point. One of the things that I was concerned with, Tom, I listen to someone like you. Again, you've grown up in this business. Your brother obviously has grown up this business as well. And then I hear the vice president say, well, we're going to figure out what the prices are. The very federal government that is $35 trillion in debt and has not had a balanced budget since 2001 is going to tell you how much a dozen eggs should sell for in your store.
I don't need the vice president telling me how to run my business. I mean, she'll put me right out of business. I mean, the way that it doesn't make any sense. Now, having said that, Jeff, it hasn't slowed Karen down at all. I don't know about Heidi going to Home Goods. So I know she still hits that place every chance she can.
Our wives are doing their part to support the economic growth of that store. That's true. I want you to brag a little bit because, you know, here we are. We've got the vice president basically attacking everybody in the grocery space today. It's outrageous. And then I look at a guy like you, Tom, who works so closely with Virginia farmers and the rest of it. I mean, you're not just doing that because you like to do it. That results in a savings for me as a customer, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, sure, and it also the result is a better product because it's fresher, and so you know we're always you know what happened, Jeff. I'm going to give you some news here because this is TJ's first week coming back at Tom Leonard's, so he's back from Atlanta now with his wife Sarah and my little grandson Stuart, and you know he really knows the produce business. Really valuable guy now, and he's going to be real helpful with us going direct. But it any time you can cut the middleman out of anything, assuming it's not it doesn't change the quality or any time you can cut the middleman out and pass that savings along to the customer, it's a good idea.
Absolutely.
And you know it's very difficult in order to do that right now because you know everybody's trying to work as close as they can. And you know, I don't understand at all what she's talking about, but I don't think she does either. But you know, it sounded interesting.
It did sound interesting. You know, I'm glad you raised the point of TJ. I was going to mention that because I heard him in a spot. Look, I want you to take 30 seconds for a shameless plug. What have you and TJ cooked up for the customers at Tom Leonard's Farmers Market? You got a special this week everybody needs to know about?
Well, yeah, I mean, the meat business is, you know, it's a busy week over there in the meat business and the fish business and the produce. It's doing great. But, you know, we're thrilled to, you know, crab legs. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're thrilled to be able to, you know, run the business here. And we're very fortunate that it's doing as well as it is. But, Jeff, I just want to just go back one second. There is no room in the food business for people to gouge,
right?
Because you know as well as I do, people just look at it and go, I don't think I'll buy it.
That's right.
It doesn't make any sense at all what she's saying.
No.
And it doesn't make any sense. I haven't seen it, because if you jack your prices up, your sales die.
That's right.
And you know, when you're, you know, if my store was the only store within 50 miles, maybe you could get away with a little bit more than you can now. But in Short Pump, everybody's working really close.
Yeah.
And you know, when I hear something like what she said, I'm like, I scratch my head and I go, it's not happening. Not that I know. Yeah. And I have a lot of friends in the food business that are working closer than ever.
Absolutely. Well, Tom, listen, I appreciate you being here. A big welcome home to TJ, and I know you're going to be busy with all that grandfather stuff. You're pretty good at that, as I understand it. That is my dear friend, Tom Leonard, absolutely the best of the best from Tom Leonard's Farmers Market. 546, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Self high five.
What can I tell you? I look forward to that every single solitary week. Jeremy has done such amazing work to get that for us, and I would be remiss if I did not do my best. Bam! Well, there it is. That's my best bam, and it's a good way to wind up the week. And thanks to everybody who was here, Dr. Dave Bratt, at the beginning of the show to talk about the complete and total fiction that is Kamala Harris and her view of the economy. Stan Andruski from Certified Auto Repair and the host of In the Garage with Stan Andruski was here. And I know we should have been talking about cars, but we were talking about the economy and why engines are costing $5,000 instead of $2,000. And just a couple of moments ago, Tom Leonard from Tom Leonard's Farmers Market. And what did Tom say? He listened to Kamala Harris, and he just has no idea what she's talking. She does not have any idea what she is talking about, period, end of story. Labeling everybody in the grocery business as a price gouger. Such tiny margins in the grocery business. And you don't have to believe me. I mean, Tom is sharing that with you. He grew up in this business. His dad, Stu Leonard, was amazingly successful businessman up north. His brother Stu is still up there. Tom's down here, thank God. But, I mean, he said, you know, it's razor-thin margins in that industry. Frankly, when you talk to a lot of business people, talk to restaurant people. Restaurants don't make money on food. They make money on liquid. You don't believe me? Go talk to Wendy or John Yeoman at Jake's Place. Get some brisket while you're there. They won't be making any money, but then you can have a beer with it, and then you'll be helping them pay their mortgage. That's the way it is. All right, what can I tell you? It is the end of the week. Tomorrow I was supposed to be leaving for Israel. That is not going to happen, as you know. So I am planning on joining my brother from another mother, Stan Andruski, in the studio tomorrow to talk about cars. So that'll be good, good stuff. It is Friday, as you know, so on Fridays, what do? I wish you a Shabbat Shalom. If you are Hebraically challenged, it simply means have yourself a great weekend. We share the end of this week, as we have since October the 7th, the Israeli national anthem, Hatikva, which means the hope. God willing, you and I get a chance to do this all over again on Monday, starting at 3. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Fesh Yehudit